Time now for business news. On Wednesdays, we focus on workplace issues, and today it's the reversal in supervisory roles. You can no longer assume that younger workers report to older bosses. Some middle-aged workers now take orders from people their children's age. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports.
In most societies, the people in charge have always been older. With age and experience came position and power. That tradition began to change in American offices in the 1980s. Companies stripped out layers of middle management, creating opportunities for younger employees. That's the plot driving the new movie, In Good Company. It stars Dennis Quaid as a middle-aged sales exec. After a corporate takeover, he meets his new boss, played by Topher Grace, the baby-faced actor from TV's That 70s Show.
You're my new boss.
I guess so.
How old are you?
I'm 26 years old. How old are you?
I'm 51.
Wow. It's like a year older than my dad, so that's weird.
And increasingly common, too. In a recent survey, 90% of human resource managers said that they had workers reporting to bosses a generation younger. Peter Capelli is a professor of management at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School. He says this marks a big shift in the way societies traditionally operate.
Certainly, if you think about other organizations to which people had exposure, like churches and military, it's almost always the case that the people above you are older. So I think, at least in recent memory and across societies with which most of us are familiar, this seems pretty unique.
For the new breed of younger managers, one of the biggest hurdles is convincing older people that they know what they're doing. Jennifer Lee is a management consultant with a Wharton MBA. She spent much of her career telling older people how to run their companies better. It doesn't help that Lee looks even younger than she is.
Sometimes people say, well, what do you know? You're 24 years old. And that's going on right now, with the job that I'm at currently, and I'm not 24. I've had 10 years of experience.
Lee's current job is with the New York City Department of Ed. She's among a group of young professionals brought in to help run the school system like a business. Among her many tasks, showing older workers how to use technology that her generation considers second nature.
There are some people who didn't even know how to use PowerPoint, and some of the technology that a lot of young students or young people know how to do.
One of Lee's toughest assignments was taking over a project from an older worker. She said she tried to strike a balance between being firm and not coming off as an Ivy League know-it-all.
It just wasn't working. So I came in and immediately got so much resentment. But he has the history of the project, and I need him. Recognizing his resentment, I said, let's try and work together so that I can prepare you to be the project manager of this project eventually.
But some older workers wonder, what's in it for them? Dennis Quaid's character probably speaks for many in a scene where his boss tries to make his demotion sound like an opportunity.
You were an excellent salesman. You ran a good team. I think that you have the potential to be an awesome wingman here.
An awesome wingman? But Garter, I definitely see the benefit for you in having an awesome wingman, but what is the benefit for me at this point in my career of being an awesome wingman?
Claire Rains has written several books about the generational divide in today's workplace. She says some friction is inevitable because Gen Xers and baby boomers see work differently. Baby boomers came of age when people trusted companies. Rain says they tend to be loyal, work long hours, and define themselves by their careers. Many Gen Xers, on the other hand, watch their parents lose their jobs to corporate downsizing. Rain says they view the working world more skeptically.
Well, I see a lot of conflict. I see a lot of people complaining about other generations. So I see the baby boomers complaining that the Gen Xers just don't have a strong work ethic or aren't committed to the team. And I see the Gen Xers saying that the baby boomers are just big schmoozers and spend too much time in meetings.
Wharton's Peter Capelli says many older workers have seen so much change in the workplace that having a younger boss probably doesn't faze them anymore. Instead, he says, it's his young MBA students who are so concerned about the role reversal. And Capelli thinks that makes for better managers.
Because they're worried about it and they're paying attention to it, they're probably not doing so bad at it. Generally, in management, you find that the people who really have problems are the people who are completely oblivious.
Many older workers say they can live with the change in the workplace pecking order. All they ask is that the new boss treat them with a little respect. Frank Langfitt, NPR News.
Other movies that highlight the clash of old and young workers are at npr.org.